What's going on, guys? We finally started. Weeks has escaped all of the traffic in San Francisco. If you're watching on the live stream, you have an idea of what we're talking about. If you're watching on YouTube, you have absolutely no fucking idea. Regardless, it's week three of Swan Song. How's it going, everyone? I'm JP McDaniel, joined by the rest of the crew. It's time to find out what they've been up to.
Yeah.
Let's start right to left. Adam, Mr. Coble, what have you been up to, man?
Yo. What have I been up to? I started playing that Divinity action after everybody I know was going on and on about it. It's pretty fun. I think I made my character wrong, though. I'm dying constantly.
Yeah, I kind of fucked my characters up.
I try to be a cleric, and then the first dude you meet is, like, also a healer, so I kind of feel like I threw my character in the garbage, but whatever.
Yeah.
So I've been playing that. I got my regular role-playing games going on. Steven and I did our show last Friday, which was really cool. People seemed to like that, so that was nice. A good time. Yeah. And I started working this week on a brand new tabletop role-playing game, super secret project that I cannot currently disclose anything about, but
except that you're working on it.
Yeah, but it's happening. So more details on that to come. Keep an eye on my Twitter.
D&D 6. Yes. Yes,
totally. It'll be out in 40 years.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah. I'm sure we'll all be looking for it. Are you going to be able to tease this as time goes on?
I think so, yeah. I mean, we'll make an official announcement. It's not even like a personal project. Like, I'm working with a larger role-playing game organization that will remain so far unnamed. But I'll definitely tease as much as I can as we go along.
Cool. Well,
just say it rhymes with Lizards of the Toast. That's your hint for
that's
now.
That's them. That's it. You figured it out, Jeff. Jeff, what's been going on with you, man? You've been traveling.
Yeah, I was in Spain. Spain's awesome. It's really nice. Good people. Beautiful country. If you ever have a reason
to
go.
Was it Muy Caliente?
It was. Yeah, I'm a Spanish.
Did you pick up some Spanish for the show while you were there?
Tons of Spanish. Picked it all up in the weekend I was there.
Yeah.
I'm just like a language sponge. I just walk around and absorb languages.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
That was fun. And then otherwise, Anna's off to Comic-Con, so I'm by myself again. And then this weekend I'll be going to a Warhammer tournament in San Jose, the Bay Area Open, put on by the guys from my team and stuff like that. So about 200 people, I think, sign up for that and play. Be really fun. I've been streaming, and that's about it. There's other cool stuff, too. I woke up to a bunch of people saying I should be on the Joe Rogan podcast. So yes. I was like, fucking yeah, I agree with everyone that said that.
Yeah.
And just a few hours ago, he actually started following me on Twitter, and my buddy Duncan Trussell emailed him on my behalf saying, you know, we should get him on there. So
nice. I hope that happens, man. I was telling, I guess, I messaged you earlier today. I listen to that every week. So if you were on there, that'd be fucking awesome to say that I knew someone that was on there. So hopefully that works out. You got to let us know, obviously, more information whenever you do.
Oh, yeah. I will, for sure.
Well,
I want to give a big shout out to everyone, by the way. Like, I have to, it's no mystery, based on every single character I've ever played in role play, that my favorite thing to do is kill a bunch of shit. And last week was like Christmas for me. It was amazing, and it was really fun to kind of track everyone's experience with it and watch it. So I just want to, I don't know, give a shout out to you guys, the show, and just everyone who's enjoying this with us. It seems to be a big hit, and we couldn't do it without your guys' excitement and watching. Yeah. So thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Cool. I can't wait for the tweet where Joe Rogan says, "We're going live with the powerful in control." Because that's what, everyone's powerful. Or he'll say great. I don't know which he'll choose for you, but I'm very interested to see how that goes
down.
That
would be cool.
We'll see how that goes down. So cool, man. Well, good luck in your Warhammer tournament this weekend.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we'll all be watching your Twitter to see how the Joe Rogan thing goes down. But
yeah.
Steven, what's going on with you?
Testing.
Yeah, you sound
is
good.
Is that better? All right. Yeah, I got a Blue Yeti, so my mic should be a lot better than it has been in the past. Man, other than that, like, Adam stole all my thunders because he mentioned our show, and it was super awesome. I'm super stoked to do the next one. Not this Friday, but next Friday. And I put together a group of friends, IRL, to play some 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons, so I'm so stoked about that. And other than that, I haven't been up to a whole lot. Just cool. Hanging out, having fun.
What are you going to be DMing or are you going to be playing?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I run much more than I play.
Gotcha. Cool. I'm sure people are going to be asking you. I think we can't talk about like the personal games you run because then everyone's just like begging for them to be streamed.
Yeah, every time I mention any of the live games, they're like, let's see it. I'm like, I could put a webcam in the room, I guess, or that'd be weird.
Yeah, it's a little bit harder when you get everyone in the same room to stream it, believe it or not.
Yeah.
It loses that, I guess, charm. I'm not really sure. Cool. Last but not least, Marcus, traversing downtown San Francisco, rushing to the show, has made it in due time with beer.
Because the fucking can of Red Bull... like failed. Can we just get it?
Of course it failed, Marcus, you idiot.
I know. Jeff, this is exactly why I brought it up. I mean, let's talk about this for a moment. Let's talk about the superior engineering that Monster has on their cans, because I've never opened a can of Monster and had this fucking thing happen. No. Mm. No. This is, look at this. It's broke. It's it opened.
Well, it took a second time.
Oh my God.
That's not a quality energy drink, my friends.
Exactly.
So, hello.
So high today.
Fuck San Francisco traffic.
Thanks, Obama.
I'm glad you got to experience it. That's a big part of the tourism here.
I'm gonna go wipe off my face now of all this Red Bull that's on the
Mark's like, well, gosh, it's 5 o'clock. I should start heading somewhere in the middle of one of the most populated cities in the fucking planet. Let's see what happens.
It wasn't
traffic.
The powerful DJ
the
Wheat,
panel
buddy.
Ran late. It wasn't my fault.
It's true. How'd the panel go, Wheat?
It was okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is this was it recorded for people to watch?
It will be available at a later date. Okay. Someone recorded it. It's really interesting because it actually was about esports, but it was me and this other guy who focused on mobile money competitions. So you would play shit
That's
like
a thing?
Yeah, apparently it is a thing. You would play like bowling against someone, and then you would bet like $1, $5, $20. The thing that got me about this panel is that he would call that esports.
Oh.
So That's you can imagine
bait where everything's esports though, right?
Yeah, it was a little hard for me to
That sounds like one of those buzzwords like MOBA. Everybody wants to say MOBA because people know what a MOBA is, and they're like, it's something that people pay money for.
Exactly.
Esports, yeah. $5 million. Esports, yeah.
The funny thing was right after that, he told Wheat how big their championship was, and it was actually $25 million because it's a mobile game.
Get the fuck out.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I like how Jeff almost believed me.
Yeah, well, you know that. Happens.
I almost believed you. I mean, like fucking Puzzles and Dragons making like $100 million a day.
Yeah.
Back when it was like super popular, it wouldn't surprise me for
some. We're here at the Facebook Open with Throne Rush gonna go off for $50 million between two kids by the.
The hype is real, folks. The crops are coming in.
Yeah, it's farm. It's the Farmville World Championships brought to you by Facebook
plans.
All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow. They planted their trees. We're going to see if they can grow them in the next 24 hours or if they're going to opt to pay $5 to grow them quicker. We'll let you guys know. Tune in tomorrow.
$5. Interesting. Okay.
They like rent out the entire stadium. It's completely
keep in mind that cuts into his potential $28 million prize, so he doesn't want to do that too much.
That's exactly. They have to use their real prize earnings to buy the things in-game. That's how it works. How it works. Did we just take off his headset and leave?
Guys, you are giving me horrible ideas.
No, I hope this shit happens.
They already made Dorito Rush or whatever it was one time.
We can make this happen. I'm serious.
Guys, right work. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Wait. Steven.
We have the power.
Steven, did you guys make Baja Blast as well or no?
Oh, God, did we? Baja Blast? That,
I think your own company.
They had that running during...
Ask me how many times I've drank Baja Blast.
How many times have you drank Baja Blast, Marcus Graham?
Zero.
Yeah?
Zero.
I don't think we did.
But yeah. I heard it's good.
Really?
No.
I know what you're saying.
But they got a game that you could play, JP.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
I saw, what's his name? One Twitch streamer. He was in the commercial during Evo. It was really weird.
Yeah,
Justin Flynn. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. No.
All right. I had to turn on my fan. It was getting way too hot. All right. Anything else? What are you doing out in San Fran? Just hanging out, working.
Yeah, working. You know, director of community and education, JP, fucking got to hold shit down. You know,
you got to direct.
JP, you know all about how the fucking shit goes down after today, and that's all I'll say about that.
Exactly. Exactly. You need to do some more directing there, Mr. Wood.
You should have seen my face palm, JP. I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. We'll have that conversation off air. That was
yeah. Let's string out this inside joke.
Yeah, I know. Let's just keep going.
Just to make everyone feel a little bit more uncomfortable.
Enjoying it a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Yep.
Cool.
I just like seeing people I care about happy. That's all.
It touches my heart, too.
And it's exactly. Like happiness.
Exactly. All right. Let's fucking play some role-playing games. Adam, take it away. What you want to talk about last week? What do you want to do?
Yeah, let's. Well, so before we talk about last week, I just want to clear up a couple of things rules wise and setting wise, because I know a lot of people were confused or curious. So, the official date going forward in game right now, it is Saturday, the 22nd of January. The year is 3200. I know it doesn't necessarily jibe exactly with what we had last session, but this is approximately as close as I can get for this one. And now I've got a calendar. So I'm going to keep track every day. So it'll make it easier. So if you're curious, today in game, Saturday, the 22nd of January. The other thing for everybody, I guess, the next time you guys get into space combat, you remember we were choosing a phase for the ship to be in. You actually choose the phase for the ship and the phase for that you're going to shoot into. So you could be in real space and shoot into phase one. So it adds a little bit more tactical stuff to combat. It's not such a big deal with ships that only have a rating one spike drive like you guys and the Black Aurora. But, you know, once you upgrade to 3 or 4 on your spike drive, it gets to be a pretty big deal trying to guess what your opponent, what spike drive they're in. Or what they're. And as far as rules stuff, I think that's pretty much it.
Adam, when do you determine that? When do you determine what phase at the same time that you determine when you're in or when you fire?
Yeah, it's at the very beginning. So the gunner, the pilot can pick both phases, or the gunner and the pilot can pick a phase. It doesn't really matter. And then you reveal them kind of at the same time. So everybody just figures out where they are in the phase and then shoots across phases at each other. So what you hopefully want is you want to be in a phase your enemies aren't shooting at, and you want to be shooting into the phase they're in. So this is like if you guys run across a ship with a spike drive of 3, they can drop into spike drive into phase 3, and they can shoot into real space or 1, and they'll have a way easier time hitting you than you will, because you'll always be shooting across phases.
Yep.
Things to come up. I'm also kind of working on some rules drift for the game for space combat to deal with the fact that you're currently your ship is at 4 hit points, but it functions perfectly, which doesn't make any goddamn sense to me. So some kind of tables for random malfunctions for systems, that kind of thing, to make it feel a little more like FTL and a little less like shoot at each other till you have 0 hit points, then blow up.
So, right.
So I'll let you guys know once I've got a kind of system in place to test that out.
Cool.
So why don't you guys tell me what happened last session? Let's do a quick recap.
If by you guys you mean Jeff, then
Jeff certainly. I'm sure Mr. Sicarian has a tale to tell, but things happened to the rest of you.
Well, I died, so I'm okay. Let's move on. Someone else take it over.
A brush.
You revived, weren't you?
Strophius for maintenance on the swan song.
I was revived.
Higgins, you tried to hack Randy's chip, but you got locked out. We got a little closer on the spike drive to Varvaressos. I investigated into Ximenes and Andoni and didn't discover so much more than that Ximenes is supplying something to Andoni. Randy, poor Randy, RIP, was owed Kalia a lot of money. So Higgins has a little heat there. Mm-hmm. We eventually made our way to what, Froes? And in the orbit of Froes, we detected echoes of Isimena's ship's distress beacon from a nearby asteroid belt. Was the asteroid belt called the Pizza Party?
No, it was the ship. Destroyer.
The ship is called the Pizza Party. Awesome. And there was a ship with ripped tags that came on an intercept called the Black Aurora. And we started fighting. They boarded us. We murdered the shit out of them when they boarded us. Sicarian leapt through space in order to land on their ship as the airlock was closing behind him. And then he went on a murder rampage.
It was beautiful.
Space murder hobo rampage.
Rampage? It was calculated.
Yeah, calculated.
It was like a slow motion waltz. Yeah, like just no sound, just beautiful lasers flying through space, blood, ballet, and anti-gravity. It was beautiful.
Yes. and we convinced them that he had a bomb. I don't know how.
Subterfuge.
And they were like, oh my god, let's land on this asteroid so we can do a trade. So we landed, and then I decided to start shooting the shit out of them because Sicarian's buddy locked their guns. And I missed, like, all the time.
But you didn't hit me enough to kill me.
Yeah. My favorite, though, is the image of Piani running in and be like, what the fuck? Hitting a button, killing Higgins, and be like, all right, I'm out of here, and then running out. You're up there like, I can't shoot these lasers very well.
She's like, Piani's a self-starter. She wanted to give herself a job.
Oh, fuck, okay, I gotta go. You go save him now.
I gotta go.
In Piani's defense, I feel like she just shot the gun that she knew would work, regardless of
it. Definitely
know,
did work. Yeah,
it worked.
I'm not fault. I just like the image of her just running and hitting a button, blowing up her friend, and be like, "All right, gotta go," running out.
Yeah, gotta go save this guy. I killed Fuck everybody it. Else. But yeah, no, it worked out. It worked out pretty good. Higgs didn't die. So a couple of things that are worth mentioning, you Sicarian's, calculated murder spree did kill all but one of the pirates. There's still one pirate who surrendered, but wasn't murdered on your ship.
On our ship.
Right.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah. There's one guy we haven't dealt with.
What?
But he surrendered.
Hey.
You killed everyone around him and then ran past him into the enemy ship.
Why do we have a pirate on our ship?
He surrendered and he wasn't.
Damn it, you guys.
It took too long to murder your way past him, so you just.
Let's fucking float him.
We are not good at this.
So there's that. Higgs is also out for at least 4 days. If you like tend to him for 4 days, he'll recover one hit point, and there's some additional time that's going to require to get him back in shape. Thankfully, you're near two very well-populated planets where you can also get the Swan Song repaired because she is limping through space with lots of laser plasma burns, I guess, from the Black Aurora. Mm-hmm. So currently, you're all back on the ship. You're in the asteroid field. Not in really any danger. The asteroids are nice and slow-moving. The mining dome that you blew up is sort of floating in pieces in space along with the debris of the Black Aurora. Yep. And Higgs is in a psychically induced medical coma. So what would you guys like to do this fine Saturday afternoon?
We are so fucked.
Well, where we last left off to, I jumped in through the cargo hold, so I guess I come back in through the cargo. I go over to where I dropped my jacket when I took it off to kill everyone. And I put it back on, and then I just make my way to the bridge to see where we're at.
All right. So, Victor, you're on the bridge. Piani, yeah. where did you take Higgs after you biostasis'd him?
Up the fucking ramp.
So just like into a hallway, or is like did you take him to his room or
the medical bay?
Yeah, so this one song has its own dedicated medical bay.
It's a fucking closet, but it's still a medical bay.
Do I run into the pirate on the way back, by the way?
Is that maybe Victor's room? Is the medical bay?
Yeah. The pirate, oh man. Yeah, I mean, I think he feels a little like overwhelmed and outnumbered. So he's like maybe found his way to the like mess area where you guys eat, and is just kind of sitting on a bench. So maybe you pass by the door, Sicarian.
Okay. As I walk by, I stop, reverse, turn. I look at him.
Yeah.
And I say,
he looks up at you.
Hi. Can I ask you a couple questions?
He puts his hands up, and he says, "Please don't kill me. I surrender. I surrender. Please."
I sit down across from him.
Okay.
And I'm constant, because I did a lot of running around and sweating and bleeding and stuff, so I'm always fixing my clothes, kind of not nervously, obviously, but more like just making sure everything's in order.
Yeah.
And I say, your captain said that there was 4 other attempts on the ship. Has it been salvaged at all, the destroyer?
He says, the pizza party. No, we were using it as bait. There were other people like yourself, scavengers, that would come to get it, and we would get them and take their ships, and then the fleet would take them away. I don't think anyone has been on board, no.
You're a part of a fleet?
Yes, the High Beam Fleet. Organization of pirates. Not by my own choosing. This is all I could do after I was exiled.
Okay. Look, you're our prisoner now, and as such, I don't necessarily need to see you harmed. We're going to go to a planet. We could very easily let you off, but that's a liability, and that liability means that we need insurance. So if you can provide me with any kind of value at all, do you have money? Do you have weapons? Do you have information? Anything you could sell for your life.
He says, I have contacts on Oninsa, members of Oninsa Libre. They will help you. They have lots of money, high-tech equipment. My brother will pay for my life. I am sure of it.
I'll tell you what. Can you get a communique to them when we... I don't think we'll land on Oninsa, but we might. You'll stay with me. You'll get this communication out. And if you can get us some money or information or something like that, you'll be free to go. Does that sound okay?
He's enthusiastic about that plan, yeah.
Or I we could just float the motherfucker.
You're not there, Panini.
Now remember, Piani does have a habit of listening in on comms and watching people on video. So you probably hear that over the comm system.
Adam saves me, yes.
Okay, so she says that, and I just kind of look up and I go, look, I don't like to make too many threats, but you know what'll happen to you if you're lying to me, right?
He says, no, of course I am a family man. I have a daughter and a wife on Oninsa. I would do nothing to endanger myself or them. Trust me, I don't want to be a pirate anymore.
Okay. Then for the duration of this flight, you're going to stay close to me. Otherwise, something might happen to you.
He stands up and he puts his hand out to like shake your hand.
I shake his hand.
Okay. He says, my name is Raul. I'm very pleased to meet you. Thank you for not killing me.
It's fine, Mr. Raul. You can call me Mr. Sicarian. Stay close to me. I'll explain to everyone else the transaction that we have here. I hope Barrison's not dying, but I think he's fine.
Yes, of course. Okay. Yeah, so he'll be kind of sticking to you. So assume kind of from here forward, unless there's like a situation of some danger or whatever, that he's just kind of with you.
Okay. Sicarian. So then I stand up. I'm a very safe person, so I always let him kind of like walk in front of me, and I tell him where we're going and stuff like that. So
okay, that sounds good.
I head to the bridge now.
And you, I mean, I assume you're going to keep an eye on him, make sure he doesn't ever have any weapons, or he's not going to grab a hydro fork or whatever to stab you with. Okay.
I explained to him that he's supposed to wear like the bare minimum clothes, so he's walking around in like boxer briefs and a shirt or something like that. And
okay.
He can't hide anything.
He's wearing his like pirate outfit, which like I was describing before, all the pirates kind of didn't match. Maybe you recognize bits and pieces of his uniform. It's like a kind of military fatigue, sort of greenish color, and some of the medals or decorations you recognize from the previous regime on Oninsa. They're the sort of original government before the royal family showed up and started bossing everybody around and taking over. Cool. Okay.
I keep that all to myself.
Yeah, of course. So while you're doing that on the bridge, Piani and Victor, what are you guys doing?
I'm ranting to Piani, saying, "Damn it, Piani! The swan song is completely torn up. We really need to get some help. And you're asking me to go take a look at what Higgs, who is out there, and you shot him with the flat cannon on the swan song. What? We have to go. I don't even know if we can really get the swan song to the salvage without, you know, fixing it up first. I feel like we should go get the repairs for the swan song.
You don't want Higgins to die?
You know, I feel like he's gonna be okay. I patched him up a little bit. He'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, Higgs is in a zero state. As long as no one, like, shoots him or pushes him out an airlock or rolls him down some stairs, he'll be okay for the next 4 days, at which he'll regain consciousness and one hit point. So
I have a question. Did based off of what I observed and heard, Jeff, with this Mr. Scarion, with this individual, can I conclude that the ship that we were going to salvage is shit? Like, we're not going to get anything from that?
No, quite the inverse, actually. The pirates have been protecting the ship from further salvage because it's such tasty bait, right? So Ximenez, and if you're a conspiracy fan, maybe you'll draw something.
Why didn't they just salvage it themselves?
Because they're pirates. Pirates don't salvage stuff. They steal perfectly working ships and then just draft them into the fleet, right? It's big enough to require a fair bit of work to kind of take it apart and get all the aluminum siding off of it and pull out the copper wires. So maybe they're lazy. Maybe they're like, it's better to just use it as bait. And next time someone shows up, we blast them, take their ship. Okay. And I guess they've been, based on what he said, they've been doing that for a while. Like, you guys are the fourth ship to try and come and do this.
Okay. Victor.
Yeah.
Where do we need to go to fix the swan song?
Now, Froes used to be a tech level 4 planet. Now it's like tech level 2, right?
Yeah, Froes is in a very... If your ship was made out of wood and required coal to power it, Froes
right.
would
be Froes would
it.
Be perfect.
Yeah.
You know... Sorry, Piani. I don't actually want... Thinking about this...
We're fucked. We're fucked. But what are we gonna go to fucking fix the ship?
No. I wouldn't quite say we're fucked.
He wouldn't say that at all.
I think we should get the salvage first. All we really need off of it is what exactly is it? It's the core.
So. Piani, can you make a quick don't make a roll. The ship, you still have it on your sensors. You've got the ship laid out there. It's a big ship, right? Like just popping in and grabbing the core and popping off might take longer than you think, and also no one has vac suits. So if the ship is kind of wrecked, you could do a full scan of the ship and figure out, how much money you might maybe be able to make off of it and figure out all that stuff, but it'll take some time to scan it and assess the value.
I do think that we may be out of luck if we don't have vac suits, which we totally don't because we didn't buy any. So, Piani, man, how's that scan coming?
How's the search for vac suits coming? Do I need to roll?
What do you want to do? First of all, you tell me what you want to do, and then we'll talk about what roll you gotta make.
We can't even fucking salvage the ship. I'm not sure whose short sight that was. Fucking blame it on Wilbur.
If we need suits to get on the ship or not.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know the current status of the ship. You really only know where it is. So getting a full system scan of the ship will definitely help you determine how long it'll take and all that stuff.
We're here.
I punch us up to limping speed.
Okay, where are you heading?
And we limp in the direction of the pizza party.
Okay, all right. So it's not, it's not very far. It's like an hour, maybe.
Okay, a scan.
Okay, so make a computer roll.
It's a 2d6, right?
Yep, 2d6 plus your intelligence plus whatever computer skill you may have.
Fucking nothing.
Okay, so just roll with your intelligence.
Ooh.
Okay. So the ship is, you can tell just with his basic scan, you can really only get that it's, there's a lot of radiation coming from the ship, sort of leaking through the shielding of the ship. It seems to have suffered damage from the inside out. So there's ruptures in the hull. It doesn't have any atmosphere on board and probably not any gravity. It'll definitely require vac suits if you want to go on board, and to get any idea of the value of the ship or what might be scavenged from it, you'll definitely have to do an in-person check.
Okay. Right. So, looking at the sector map here, I punch a couple buttons on the Swan Song's computer and bring up, so we're at Vafai, which has
the closest,
Majid, Froes, and Aninsa.
You can get to Majid or Aninsa within 6 hours, no problem.
Man, like, I radio on the Swan Song's comms and I say, hey, Sicarian, what do you know about the situation on Anunsa these days? Is it the kind of place we would want to stop for repairs? Sicarian, over. Over Sicarian.
Trying to decide if that would be the place.
So Raul looks at you, Sicarian, when he hears that, and he nods like, yes, we should go there. That's where his home, right?
I say, Mr. Raul, with all due respect, make sure we'll make the choices. I say, yeah. So I like hit the comm or something like that and say, should be fine. It's the better tech level in this region anyways.
I just pushed an actual button on my laptop. Yes. I message back and I say, Sicarian, the actual better tech level is on Anunsa. Yes. Yeah, let's go there. I punch it.
So that's where you want to go?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys, unless anyone has anything specific they want to do, you arrive in Anunsa space.
Hang on. Before we go, I turn to Piani and I say, Piani, is there any way you know of with your computer skill that we could, like, I don't know, put some kind of a trace or some kind of a watcher over the pizza party, make sure no other bullshit happens?
I'd like to think I could pull a magical fucking item out of my ass, but I don't think I have anything that can do that.
I think if you're a decently skilled computer tech, right? Like, you've got the computer skill. Maybe you could tap into their sensor system and then bounce a signal off of it. So if someone comes in system and the pizza party detects them, you could get a warning.
Victor, I fucking took my data pad here and I took out the back and I took some parts from over here and I reversed the flow of the ion SCSI floaters and now we have a fucking ping.
I don't even understand what you're saying. Just good God.
I'm gonna roll for it, but yeah, this is what I've done.
So you're gonna jury rig kind of a bounce off the sensor? Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, so yeah, you've got something jury rigged that if something comes within range, the range isn't gonna be very big, but like, you know, if somebody boards the pizza party, you'll know for sure. And I think while you're in the pizza party's computer system, while you're messing around, you get a message from the pizza party itself, from their comm system, and all it says is hello. Is anyone there? Like, just a little text message that pops up on your screen.
Swan Song. Who's this?
So there's no reply. It's just like silent. You just got this.
Identify yourself.
There's a delay, and then another message comes in that just says, it's dark.
Send me your coordinates.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you get a ping, and it's just the pizza party. It's just like you get another ping back that's just like, this is my location. A little like find my friends kind of thing.
From the pizza party?
Yeah. It's either someone on the pizza party. When you tapped into their computer system, that's the response that you got.
What is your name? Smiley.
Oh, is it a wink?
Yeah, ASL.
Yes.
There's no response.
I turn to, you know, Victor and I show him the conversation on screen with just sort of a puzzled look in my face.
I give it a look over and I wave my hand and I say, Piani, it looks like their gigawatt system continuum is overloaded or something. We should continue with the spike and then get to Anunsa and repair up.
I think so. It could just be a fake signal. I'll keep an eye on it, but let's go.
Okay.
Right on.
So when you reach Oninsen space, you get a slew of kind of general messages about what ports are open, the condition of various like weather in different areas in the planet. An official greeting from the like Empress of Oninsa and the royal family welcoming you to their glorious planet. But then additionally, you get an exchange travel bulletin that's like, Oninsa, threat level orange. Like, be aware that this planet is undergoing civil strife and that, you know, like, be careful, basically, that Oninsa is under some trouble.
Who puts out these bulletins? Surely it's not the local government.
No, it's the exchange. So the exchange is that that big, like, diplomatic bank organization.
Yeah,
so they just warn, yeah, they warn you, like, hey, it's, you know, things aren't perfect here. Be careful. Yeah, so you approach the planet and you get clearance to dock at one of their like major cities, at the port in New Tokyo, and you guys head into the atmosphere, I assume.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm bringing us down. Like New Tokyo, you said was the port.
Yeah.
Then, I guess if there are multiple docking bays, if I can negotiate one where we can secure repairs very quickly.
Sure.
Something like that.
Yeah, you can limp in there. So, Mr. Sikarian, when was the last time you were on Oninsa? How long have you been away from home?
It's been like 10 years, I would say.
Yeah, okay. So the last time that you were here, this city wasn't called New Tokyo. It was called Santa Maria, and it's been renamed since. And all of the sort of holo displays and stuff that show up on the big billboards as you come into the system, they're all very like kind of Soviet propaganda style of like big stylized pictures of the imperial family and you know the Oninsen flag of the royal family and stuff. And so it's very clear who's in charge. And when you arrive at the dock. You don't have to pay a docking fee or anything. You guys are just invited to dock at a repair station. So how long do you want to stay on Oninsa and what's the plan while you're here? Like Higgs, you'll be at one hit point in 4 days, and then depending on whether you're like in a hospital or on the ship with Victor looking after you, like you'll recover your hit points faster depending on how kind of well taken care of you are.
Okay.
And the same with the ship, right? So you have 4 days at least, and you can repair the entire ship in those 4 days. It'll just cost a fair bit of money.
Mm. How much?
Somebody make a business roll for me.
I'm the business guy.
Yeah. Sikarian. Sikarian.
He's fucking holding on to two knives and a gun. I'm the business guy.
Yeah, I am. I got the business guy.
He's not a businessman. He's the businessman.
There's just a zero in it, so just 2d6, I guess, right?
Yep, plus your charisma, if you have a bonus.
Nope, remember, I'm the zero modifier guy.
Okay, 9. All right, so it'll cost you 900 credits per hit point that you want to repair.
On the ship or for me?
For the ship. Okay. We'll talk about you in a second.
How many fucking hit points does the ship have?
We're down 16 hit points.
The ship is down 16, so if my calculation
is...
Which we don't have.
Yeah, 14,400.
Yeah. Maybe there's a job we can do for this guy.
You know what? I think that we should repair... God, if we repaired 6 hit points, that's like 5,400.
Look, let's get the suits.
We don't even have that.
We need to salvage the ship. I need to reload my gun. We need to tend to Mr. Higgins. Let's then scavenge the ship and then use those winnings to repair the ship. We don't have the money now. We shouldn't look for other gigs. While we're doing that, the destroyer will get salvaged by somebody else. We need to do that.
I never thought I'd say this, but Mr. Sikarian speaks a lot of sense.
Okay, so while you're docked on Oninsa, what do you want to do? You can recover, the ship can recover up to 10 hit points per day. So however much you want to spend to repair however much of the ship,
as we
fine.
Just said, we're not repairing the ship.
So you got to spend 4 days anyway.
Hold on, what about the fucking guy we picked up? Isn't this the place where his brother lives?
I'll say this again. I'll look into that. But we can't spend too much time here. Somebody else will take our prize. Our prize is how we're going to pay to repair the ship.
I've got a fucking ping on the ship. In a moment's notice, we can know if someone's there.
I feel like we're a little bit adrift without Higgs. I mean, he did kind of bring us all together, right? I'd like to take a little time, get him up on his feet. Sakarian, I feel like you're the most business savvy of us. I feel like you could find us some vac suits on the cheap.
Yeah.
Maybe we make good use of our time in the port until Higgs is back up on his feet, and then we can head back, grab the stuff, and just like you said, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. We are no longer so fucked.
I'm going to take Raul and chase mm-hmm. down that lead. I will look into the suits, and I need to buy more ammo for myself. And then keep your comm links open, or what is it called? Your comm pads active, and I'll be back with more information. Okay?
So Raul says to you, Sakarian, because, again, he's like with you unless you want him to not be.
Yep.
He says, Mr. Sakarian, if we leave this place, leave the port, I know a place. Oniense Libre has many facilities like this. Not as fancy, perhaps, but they'll be able to repair your ship and for free if you simply return me to my family. They can repair your ship and give you whatever weapons that you need. I'm sure of it.
It does sound too good to be true, but it's also an opportunity that I'm willing to look into. Because, again, as I remind you, you know what happens if you are lying.
Yes, of course. I'm a man of my word, as is my family.
Then here's what we're going to do. We're going to wait to do that first, because we need to get Mr. Higgins on his feet, or at least know that he's being put on his feet, and then we'll look down this lead. Does that sound good to you, Victor and Piani?
Sure.
I'm like elbow deep in Higgins right now. I just sort of look up. Yeah.
He's just like,
what? You have your hands in his body? Why? What are you doing? You're fisting him in the background? You're like, just a second, guys. I'm getting all my sexual deviancies out of the way right now. Like,
it's in the ship's charter. Anyone who's unconscious, fair game.
What a scene that is. He just like pulls out his head from his ass. Like, sorry.
Sorry, I was predisposed.
I didn't know you guys were noticing, but I like to go head deep in buttholes when they're passed out. I don't.
So, Victor, are you going to be the overseeing medical guy for this? You don't want to like take him to a doctor, or?
I feel like I could do a pretty good job. Like, you know,
your options are, if you take him to a doctor, you get a pay. It'll be probably around 100 credits a day. So it'll be 400 credits to give him to a doctor and have the doctor take care of him. But if you do it, there's a risk. There's four days worth of rolling against your med kit running out of supplies.
Oh, I actually did that at the end of last session.
Yeah, it'll be after that. Like, you can recover him up to zero, no, or to one, no problem, but it's any subsequent hit points you need to worry about. You can just stay on the ship and get better.
Well,
Wilbur got like fucking 6,000 credits from that stick the other day. Just check him into the hotel or the fucking.
I heard JP left.
check him into the hospitals. Just give him his stick.
You know, guys, this place is in civil unrest. I don't know if we really want to trust the hospitals in the area. I feel like I can do a fine job with the tools at hand. I got these Lazarus patches. I got these med kits. You know, I really need to, guys, I really need the opportunity to practice my craft. Like, I don't even know what this is, what I'm looking at right here. Yeah.
All right. Can you get him on his feet, though? Because I don't want to chase down Raul's lead without Mr. Higgins being taken care of in case something were to happen.
Yes, I feel confident that I can.
Okay, so the plan is to stay in the dock but not repair the ship for 4 days till he's back at one hit point?
Well, I'm going to go shopping for the suits.
Yeah, while that's happening, yeah, I just want to kind of montage that 4 days to get...
I guess, would we think we could wait 4 days before we're...
You'll have to pay a docking fee. Like, it's built into the repair fees if you're getting repairs, but if you're just hanging out in the dock, it's like 100 credits.
That's not what I was asking, though. I mean, yeah, okay. We got to pay, but what I'm asking is... I'm trying to gauge whether or not we would think that we can wait 4 days before we see if this guy and his friends could actually repair the ship and give us weapons. And if in 4 days we'd be comfortable leaving the ship unsalvaged.
Yeah. Well, this that's a judgment call for you guys to make.
I've got a track on the ship. At least we know What fucking? I can't hear Victor.
All right. I guess we wait 4 days then, Adam.
We're only 6 hours drive away from the pizza party. We know where it is. Yeah. We've got a tracer on it, so if anything enters its sensor range, then we can get back there. The only thing keeping us here is our need to get vac suits and our need to take care of Higgs.
Yeah.
So I guess the sooner we get some vac suits, the sooner we get Higgs on his feet. Like, we can bust out of here in no time if something happens. Okay. Basically.
Then I guess we'll wing that, Adam. We're gonna wait the 4 days to get Higgs on his feet.
Okay, so somebody's got to pay the Oninsen Travel Authority, like, whatever, 400 credits.
We can each just pay 100, I guess, right?
You know, guys, I think Higgs has got this one.
Wilbur's fucking rich.
So no, you got to remember, no one can pay with Higgs's money except Higgs. So
damn it, I'll chip in 200 here.
All right,
I'll drop myself by 2.
Okay.
Sure, 100.
All right, so let me just make a couple quick rolls here. Okay. Wow, that's a lot of sixes. So 4 days go by. Do you guys just stay on the ship? Securian, are you going shopping? You want to go and buy things?
Well, the guy said that he could. I guess what I would do as Securian, I would still go out shopping and grab. I would buy at least enough ammo. I'd buy some ammo for my gun. What would that cost?
Okay.
Remember, I'm a businessman.
Should be just in the equipment chapter. Projectile weapons
for the plasma projector.
Yeah. Just take. Do you have the PDF handy?
I don't. Okay. I could open it up though. I could find it.
Yeah. So you take a look at that. You can find the price. It's just market price here.
Okay. So I'll do that in a second then. And then while I'm there, I'd look up the prices of exosuits in case we need to get up. Real quick, how much are those?
They're
the
100.
The
vac suits are 100 credits a piece.
Okay.
If you want to buy extra power cells, he buys
three or four. What do you buy?
I'll buy and fucking 5 thermal flares.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you guys can go shopping while you're here. Piani, you try not to burn anything down while you're here. You come back, the ship's on fire from the inside.
4 vac suits.
So they're 100 credits a piece.
All right, looking up. Do you know what page the gun ammo is on?
It should be in. There's the equipment chapter. I think there's like a general heading for ammo at the beginning of the weapons thing.
Let's do a search for it, Jeff. Like Control F.
How do you? Oh yeah, okay. Control.
Yeah, it should all be OCR'd. So
Is that a alpha level bioscanner I see there on your table? Why, yes, thank you. I would love to buy that.
Yeah, anything of tech level 4 or lower you guys can buy here. But remember, buying lots of guns or whatever is going to bring the attention of the authorities. So question for Piani and Higgs. So because Higgs is in a psychically induced like medical coma, is there any kind of like psychic like residue or connection between Piani and Higgs that happens as a result of that connection, or is it just kind of like you just are like sleep and he goes to sleep? Like, how does that work? Do you have to maintain it, or
for the healing?
Yeah, just while he's under for those 4 days, because he's under your psychic influence, right? You're what's keeping him in a healing stasis.
You tell me.
Yeah, it takes like fucking half a percent of my brain. I don't even care. I just like occasionally focus on his energies and shit.
Okay, all right.
I'm like, it's kind of like checking in, going, oh, is he fucking okay? Oh, he's fine. He's breathing okay. It's good.
Okay, so Higgs, when you're unconscious, do you like dream, or is it just like a black void? Like you get hit with the flak thing and you wake up 4 days later. Like, what's it like for you?
I would say it's always a black void.
All
right. That or I have stress nightmares of cons gone wrong, perhaps.
Okay, cool. So
whether they're made up or they really happened.
So maybe I think Piani, maybe you like, because it's 4 days, right? So maybe you sleep and you pick up on little bits of the dreams that Higgs is having, either like being afloat in like a dark ocean or like people you don't recognize on your tail and like this sort of seeping paranoia that you know doesn't belong to you.
Do I get any sense that he's like fighting for his life?
Higgs?
That he, like, wants to live badly?
We'll say that the reason... Yeah, like, that's why I'm having these stress nightmares, is basically because I'm reliving all of the bad cons that have happened to me, whether they're real or imaginary. And that's kind of like how I'm fighting my way back. That's the filler episode that happens during the anime of Swan Song. Of me just wandering through the different stories.
The Higgins dream space.
Yep.
Cool.
Episode 7.
Awesome. Yeah, next time Wheat doesn't show up, we'll just do a solo session of you wandering around in dreamland.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, cool. So on the fourth day, Higgs, you emerge from your psychic chrysalis, a beautiful butterfly with one hit point. Okay. And you're feeling good to go. Like, you're sore all over. You were shot with a ginormous ship-sized shotgun full of rock salt. But, you know.
Does my ass feel a bit sore from... from
no, I think,
from
I think
the
it was,
surgery, Higgs?
I think this was like a transdermal invasion, not okay. Rectal. Yeah, it's, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely transdermal.
When I wake up, who's standing around me?
Is anybody watching, or does Higgs wake up alone?
I think I'm probably watching him.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so Higgs,
I'm always Richard. Watching.
And Sicarian's out shopping with his new friend.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wake up and I kind of just, if I look around the room, does it just look like I'm on land, I'm not in a ship anymore, I can see, like, out the window and stuff like that?
I don't think that the room you're in has, like, a port to outside, but how long have you been on the Swan Song? Like, have you been on ships lots? Like, can you tell when you're moving or when you're not?
I would say probably not at this point, having just woken up.
Okay.
But I guess I would understand that I'm not on the Swan Song.
Yeah, and I think maybe you wake up with little bits and pieces of kind of ephemera from the last 4 days of Piani's memory. Like, memories of, like, a woman's hands on the console, or, like, the view out a window of a silver skyscraper you know you've never seen before. And they fade quickly as you wake up, but you know they're not your own memories.
Okay. I wake up, and I glance around the room, and I catch Victor's gaze, and I'm just like, are we alive? Did we win?
I just sort of lean over. I say, hush now, no tears, only dreams.
I just actually slap Victor. I just straight up slap him.
Sorry, jeez. I've been in here staring at your internal organs for way too long. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I didn't ask you to fucking stare at my internal organs. I get up and, like, try to stand up if I can. And
Jesus.
Walk around the room.
Yeah, you're okay. You're doing all right.
That's all going to come right back out, buddy.
I go and grab, like, my, what was it? Hollister jeans and Hollister shirt. Nope, that's R&D. Never mind. I go and grab my whatever I fucking wear and clothes and just start putting them on over my medical gown.
I relay the happenings of the last 4 days, how, you know, Piani shot him to shit with a flat gun, and how the Black Aurora blew itself up as we were flying away.
How come you never mentioned the other fucking four guys that got taken out by the flat gun? It's always fucking Wilbur. Just saying.
Wilbur's the only player character, Piani. He's the only one that matters.
The other four fucking guys were going to kill him anyway.
It's true. He did save you from being AK'd to death. It's true.
Yeah,
it's true. Do I recall that? Can I remember
yeah.
that?
Okay. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the last thing you remember is saying goodbye to Ramirez.
I fucking deleted it from his memory, Adam. I fucking deleted it. He has no idea.
Psychic surgery comes later.
Okay. So I wake up, and I would assume that Victor and I, he catches me up on everything that's happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just turn, I'm like, well, we need to go get back to that ship. Where's Mr. S?
That's a perfect time to diagonal wipe over to in like a there's like a market.
Funny you should ask that.
And yeah, Sicarian, you're walking around with Raul in this like market square with all of these like vendor carts, and the carts are selling things like radio parts and ammunition and various bits and pieces of electronics. And Raul is telling you, he's kind of right in the middle of the story, he's telling you about how this used to be a public plaza. There was a fountain here, and that musicians would play, and that people would gather here to, you know, to appreciate culture. But this was all before the like, technocrats of the royal family came and turned it into a you know, a place of business. And he doesn't, he's not, like, trying to convince you of anything, but you can tell that he's, like, wistful for a period gone by.
Mm.
Yeah, he's also trying really hard not to, like, he's wearing, like, if you'll let him, right? Like, he like, buys like a cloak or, like, a shirt with a hood or something and tries to keep his face hidden because
he doesn't want to be seen. Yeah, I think I jived to that and I let him do that. That's okay. Fine.
Cool. Yeah, so he's kind of your, like, tour guide in what he continues to refer to as Santa Maria City.
So this is the fourth, or this is within the 4 days, right? We're not at the fourth day yet?
Yeah, that's okay.
I would get these things, and then I guess Piani bought exosuits and maybe some other things. And then on the fourth day, as Higgins comes to and we're back on the ship or whatever, I would say, okay, it's time to reach out to your friends and make a meet.
Okay. He says to you, so you guys are all back on the bridge. Do you introduce, so, like, Higgins, you see this dude that you don't know, and you
I remember him from the Brit, or from seeing him in the hall.
You remember him surrendering? Okay.
Yeah.
I explained the business deal to him, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, Raul introduces himself. He tells everybody now, like, now that he's got kind of a soapbox to explain, he says his name is, Raul Valdez. He used to, be part of the army here, but when the royal family took over, he joined the rebels. But that he had to leave. He had a run-in with an officer, and that he had to go, and he joined the pirates to try and make some money to send home to his family. So he tells you this kind of long story of his history and how, you know, he's really just like an honest dude trying to save Oninsa from these, like, evil interlopers in his mind. And so, you know, with that in mind, he says, yes, my brother, Pedro, he is still part of the fight. He works for Oninsa Libre, and I can introduce you to him, to my family, to my other brothers in arms, and perhaps then, when you meet them, you'll see the truly noble struggle that we have here on the planet Oninsa. I'm happy to introduce you.
My ears sort of perk up. I say, Oninsa Libre. Tell me a little more about them, Raul.
He says, well, you may have heard of us as terrorists, as organization that bombs hospitals and eats children, but none of this is true. It's propaganda by the royal family. Oninsa Libre is the remainder of the establishment before these royals came and took over the planet. Oninsa is our homeland, and we merely wish to fight to regain it from them. Freedom fighters.
You're more staying put on Oninsa types of rebels.
Yes, of course. We have no intention to imperialize. Every world has its own right to self-governance, of course.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good. No, it's fine. You're good, Raul. Thanks.
So he says, Piani, he's seen you operating the, like, comm system and stuff, right?
Our guy, yeah.
Yeah, Raul. Okay, he says to you, I will give you my personal code, and he looks to Sicarian and says, I do this because I trust you. We trust each other. We have an arrangement. If you transmit it to these coordinates, and he tells you some coordinates to punch in, and I will let you speak. Ask for Pedro Valdez. He's my brother. He will know what's going on, and tell him that you have me. He will give you directions to a safe place that you can make the exchange.
Where's this pinging? Is this on this planet? I look at the other four, and I'm like, we just fucking blew this guy's ship up, and now we're trusting him?
Higgs. Raul's a cool guy. He's gonna...
He
might be Frank Sinatra himself. I don't give a fuck. He might kill us.
Frank who?
Higgs.
The it's ancient an old Saint singer. Frank Sinatra.
Look, I know my history, all right? I'll teach you one day.
Santa Sinatra.
I just go sit down across from Higgs and I say, Higgs, man, do you know what it's going to cost us to fix up the damage on this ship?
Yeah, it's going to cost us finishing the job, but fucking
the
go
legitimate
back out
way.
There.
It's going to cost us 14,000 credits.
Well, aren't we getting like 20,000 from this job?
You know what? Let me check that for a second here.
10.
Well, no. Stevens.
That's 10?
Yes.
10.
You're in the hole about 5K.
So we'd go bankrupt in about a week.
Yeah, plus scavenging rights. But look, if we can get ourselves repaired for cheap because we were friends, quote-unquote, with Oninsa Libre, quote-unquote, I call that a win.
Steven, can I make a culture criminal roll to see if I know anything about the Oninsa Libre?
Yes, you can.
I don't even need your GM
Adam.
Anymore.
Man, I am in R&D mode so fucking hard.
Get out of here, Adam.
I'm in fucking R&D mode so bad.
Go ahead, just run the game.
Saying Hollister clothes and
shit. You bet. So kind of you to ask.
Get drunk. Peace. See
Adam,
later.
Can I make a culture criminal
roll? Yeah, of course. Yeah, you can learn what the criminal underworld has to say about Oninsa Libre.
Is that based off of charisma?
This one would be based on intelligence because you're just trying to know what you already know, right? You're tapping into that supply of knowledge in your old brain there.
All right. 11.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, dude.
So, as you might imagine, Oninsa is a very popular topic in the criminal underworld because wherever there's a war, there's profit to be made, right? In fact, you know for a fact that the Midari Syndicate, of whom this Kalaya Bia figure and your ex-friend Randy, they were all a member of the Midari Syndicate. They regularly smuggle goods both to the rebels and to the royals. It's a hotbed for criminal activity. Oninsa Libre in particular, depending on who you ask, they're either, like Raul says, they're noble freedom fighters trying to throw off the shackles of the Empress and her control, or they're crazed terrorists just trying to blow up the social order. They're anarchists. They just want the planet to reign without law. One thing that you know for a fact, the Empress and the royal family, they have the numbers, they have the infrastructure, they have control. But the rebels have like TL5 weapons. They have like quantum cannons and like they have the cache of powerful tech. So.
I remember you saying this last time. They were kind of like the guerrilla force with super high tech weaponry versus the large established army that's not as
There's way less of them. They're kind of on their own. And then the Oninsans are kind of trying to like wear them down just by attrition, right? Like every once in a while you'll hear about an airport or something getting blown up by like a K-bomb or something, but it's a uneven battle in that regard on both sides.
Okay.
So his story checks out from a certain perspective.
Sure. Well, I look at Raul and I kind of give Mr. S a longer look. I'm like, I turn once again to Raul and I'm like, Raul, I guess we have to trust you, but I want to make one thing clear. If this goes sour, you and anyone that you know are going to be ill tostado. Do you know what I'm saying?
He says, yes, of course. The fact that I'm still alive now is a blessing. I thank you for this. And he looks at Sicari and like, seriously, man, thanks for not cutting my face off.
Well, all right. Go ahead, Piani. Let's see where this goes.
All right. So before Piani punches in the coordinates, can I just check the ping on the data pad just to make sure that everything's good with her?
Yep. Yeah, it's clear. The pizza party has neither sent you any further messages, nor have you picked up any other ships approaching.
Pizza
party.
So additionally, before I punch in these coordinates, the crew grabbed a comm server, which unfortunately cost us quite a bit of money. But we're spending.
Why are you fucks buying all this shit?
It's fine.
We fucking need it. You fucking don't.
Fucking people fucking just been delivering shit all day in the ship, and I'm just signing away. Just fucking signing away.
Yeah, so you've been getting packages from Planet Amazon for like the whole time.
Exactly. The comm server is basically a base unit that allows us to like communicate with one another within 30 kilometers of the unit. And then we also can like lock it to our comm pads, and it's encrypted. So yes.
And I have a comm pad, so finally I can talk to my friends.
That costs 1,000 credits. So
I put my arm around Raul as we're sort of like flying off towards the direction. I say, now Raul, the first thing we really need to look at is the superficial atmospheric actuator. I think it's really
He doesn't know. He's like, I don't know about ships. I'm sorry.
No.
All right.
So,
okay, so do you want to just go to the coordinates, or do you want to paint like message them first, or?
I Mr. S, I think this is. I think you should talk to him. This fucking guy trusts you the most.
Yes, yeah, if that's what you want, absolutely.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I bring up the coordinates, type some shit in, okay. Boom, make communication.
So nobody on board speaks Spanish, so he has this short conversation in Spanish that you get the impression the person on the other end hasn't heard from him in a long time, is really happy to hear from him, then he's suspicious. Raul attempts to calm the other person. The person eventually gives in, and then Raul gives you kind of the thumbs up. He's like, they're expecting us. We should be there within an hour.
Muy bueno.
Okay. So do you guys want to take a quick first break here, and we'll pick up in the Anita Libre base?
That works great. That works great.
Sounds
okay,
good.
Cool. All
right, cool. We'll see you guys.
Steven, is that okay with you, actually?
What?
Steven, can we take a break?
I think we should really think about taking a break.
It's the first time after probably at least 100 episodes where I've mixed up DMs. So I'm saying I'm doing all right because I'm on every single fucking show.
You're just fucking dead.
It turns out Higgs, he left his watch in your colon and you died. Sorry.
Oh.
Exactly.
Exactly. The classic GM gambit. Watch, colon, everybody dies. Yeah.
All right. We're taking our break. We'll see you guys soon. Thanks, everyone, for watching. We'll be right back.